It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie. As live sport comes back to Ballarat, I am very excited.
Me too. And, you know, lots of different sports are happening around the country. One that is coming, though, in the brand new Ballarat Sports Events Centre is the netball.
Oh, yeah. And the Melbourne Vixens. Now, my sister loves netball. My mum used to play netball. Yeah. I myself don't have much experience with netball, but everyone raves about the Melbourne Vixens.
Well, they're number one.
Are they really?
They won last season.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this makes me even more excited to welcome Ruby on the phone. How are you going, Ruby?
Hi, thank you. I'm well, thanks.
Now, this weekend you are taking on the Adelaide Thunderbirds. Are you guys obviously the hot favourites going in, but what do you think are going to be some challenges in these preseason games?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to getting another preseason game in before the season starts. I think we're most obviously just looking to build on our connections, both on the court and also, I guess, going away and experiencing that whole weekend away playing again. It has been a while for a lot of us, so I think we're just looking forward to getting out there on court and getting some games into us and also building on those connections, as we do have a lot of new faces in the team.
Speaking of new faces, you're one of those new faces. This is your first year in the Vixens team?
Yes, this is my first year in the team. I did get to experience a little bit last year as I was a training partner, but this is my first official year in the team, which is really exciting.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am very nervous. Yeah. I'm also very excited to be playing.
Well, this is because these are going to be your first pre-season games pretty much, and you grew up in Bendigo, went to school in Geelong, so I feel like having these games in Ballarat is going to be a good kind of introduction into the season, don't you think?
Yes, when I saw that we were playing some netball in Ballarat, I was like, oh, yay, back in the country from where I've always played growing up as a kid. But, I'm really looking forward to it. I know that we'll have lots of fans there, and also lots of my family and friends will be able to make the game, which is really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Now, for someone who's never been to a professional netball game, what can they expect to see?
I think for someone that hasn't come to a game, it is quite fast and physical, as I did experience that last week when I stepped out on court for the first time with the girls. So it's a very, very fast and physical game. But it's also really exciting, I think. Yeah, some of the girls have played at an international level. So, there's lots of us out on court who, represent their country, or it's a new face or a young face. So I think there'll be lots of different talent out there on court that you guys will be all able to witness.
Speaking of international talent, obviously the Olympics are going to happen this year. What's happening with netball and the Olympic team? Are you getting a look in possibly?
I think I'm actually part of the 21 and under Australian squad that was due to play at the Youth World Cup later this year, but that has been postponed. So there's also another girl on the team, Ali Smith, who is also a part of the 21 and under Australian squad. So there's a couple of us out there on court in that squad.
Perfect.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's very exciting to have sport and netball, especially back in Ballarat. Have you seen or ever been to the new stadium here in Ballarat, the event centre?
I haven't actually been to the sports centre, so this will be the first time, but we have seen a few photos of the centre, so we're actually really looking forward to playing there and seeing, hopefully, fingers crossed, a full crowd in there.
Well, awesome. It should be good. If people do want to go, we've got tickets available from Ticket Tech. We also have a couple to give away here on the station. Ruby, good luck this weekend to you and all the Vixens.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. We're looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Perfect. Thanks. All done.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.